You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire, and continuing the theme of today, drug testing at festivals.
Yes, so I talked to the Deputy Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation, who is Ben Birx-Ang. So the Drug Foundation has been working with Know Your Stuff over the past 3 years in providing drug testing services at festivals. And I wanted to find out about how the new legislation will change how they operate and how many people aren't actually getting what they think they are getting, and how they expect the drug scene to look after a year of COVID. So I started off by asking Ben how this law change will change how they operate this summer compared to the past few years.
What it does is it provides the awesome volunteers who provide the service and the festival organisers with the reassurances that they themselves are not going to be liable for prosecution for knowledge of illegal activities that are happening. The way that the teams have been working around this in the past is that they're not actually handling any of the substances. So they are there having a conversation around harm reduction with people who use the equipment to be able to test what is in the substance that they're having, so they can determine whether it's what it is or what it isn't. What the previous law had meant was that there was a slight grey area where knowledge or permission of illegal activity to happen on a premises could be liable for prosecution, and that was a major barrier to getting this really helpful service up and running.
How will the legalisation of this mean that you can do this a little bit easier?
It will mean that there's, particularly for festival organisers who have been pretty much dealing with this situation on their own, together with police, together with health services that are there, like ambulance services, it means that they can, with confidence, invite the Know Your Stuff team into their site to be able to provide this service, recognising what happens usually at those events. But what it also means is that they could be looking towards advertising that is present at their festivals or events, because that's been something that has been kind of under the radar through word of mouth that has been harder to promote that these types of services are available, and all of that stuff will make it a lot more easier for people to access the service and feel confident that when they're accessing the service they'll get high quality information and won't run the risk of prosecution.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because me and my friends were talking about how we've been to festivals over the past few years and known that Know Your Stuff is there, but we've never actually seen the testing services. There will be more advertising, and will there be more testing stations?
That would be the ideal. One thing that hasn't changed with the law change is that this is still being done with the same equipment and the same team of volunteers that were there last week. And that is one of the limitations for scaling up the service, is that it costs quite a bit of money to be able to purchase the spectrometers that are used to test what's in a substance. The reagent chemicals that are used to be able to test cost money as well. And as with anybody who's run a volunteer organisation, it takes a lot to be able to nurture a really committed and skilled team of volunteers, which Know Your Stuff do really well. But I think that's one of the things to consider as the government explores over the next year what this can look like in the future, is how to resource this offering so that it can be available not just at festivals and not just in those centres, but wherever it's needed across the country on a more regular basis.
Are you expecting there to be more people turning up and using these services, and are you equipped to deal with an increase in demand?
Yeah, we are expecting more people to access the services. I think the more that it becomes publicly acceptable to do that, and the more presence that we can have at those festivals where people feel confident that this is an option that is available for them, the better. I think that will take time to develop as well. We are many generations into that war on drugs kind of aspect, where it feels foreign to offer health services that aren't just for people experiencing extreme harms or experiencing addiction. As we develop more of those health offerings that can work much, much earlier just for people who are using drugs and not necessarily experiencing those extremes of drug harm, I think that will help people to feel confident to access services at those earlier level, rather than what we notice at the moment is that before talking to people about alcohol and other drug use, most people tend to reflect on, do I have a major issue? Am I that bad yet? And delay having the conversations earlier that could prevent issues from escalating.
What sort of numbers are you expecting to use these services this coming summer and festival season?
That's a really good question. We're hoping, I guess, that the festivals will be able to run this year as well. One thing that we've been talking about with some of the volunteers at Know Your Stuff is that what we are looking out for is whether people, after a year of being in lockdown, put more into when they have the opportunity to socialise or go to an event and stuff like that. So we may actually be in a situation where people are taking more risks than they usually would, and may potentially, people who wouldn't otherwise have been using drugs this year may just be exploring whether that option is right for them. It's those people who don't use on a regular basis and may only use at a one-off event. They're the ones who are more vulnerable to having some of the drugs that aren't what they think they have purchased. They haven't got the relationships with people to have a trusting that the chemical that they've been sold is what they think it is. They're also a little bit less likely to know some of the harm reduction techniques to put around, or have the friend group who knows what to look out for. And they're less likely to know the effects of the substance themselves, to know if something is not right in that one. We're not sure yet. We're preparing for a larger number of people coming through, and potentially a different group of people coming through in these services too.
Yeah, so how many people have you had in the past?
There's generally, across the festival season, there's a few hundred who will come through and get stuff tested.
I don't know if I was expecting more than that or less.
I think it's something where it grows each year. Right from the start has been a passion project from Know Your Stuff, who have put things in place to make things happen, even though it was that grey area, and haven't necessarily had the conditions where the service can be advertised to people to get larger numbers coming through.
Yes, and now it is legal, that may help that. Can you explain the procedure of coming to one of these services and getting a test?
Coming in, what usually happens is that there's space to relax outside. There's lots of information to be able to read there around what the interactions between different substances are. So even people who aren't wanting to get stuff tested but are just curious around that kind of stuff can come and speak to the really skilled volunteers around that kind of stuff as well, to be given real straight up information around what things are, what interactions they have. When people are wanting to get stuff tested, then they go into a separate area and speak with some of the volunteers there who talk them through the process. Pretty much there's a couple of different tests that are available depending on what people bring, and those tests test for what is likely to be in the substance. The tests can't tell how strong the substance is, but they are able to say, it looks like this is mostly MDMA, or it looks like this is mostly a synthetic cathinone or something like that. And as that process is happening, the volunteers are talking to them around the substance, around what it does in the body, around different ways to be a little bit safer if they do choose to take it, and talking with them around what their intent is with the substance afterwards. And through that process, we found that for many people, if the substance is more dangerous or is different from what they think it is, then they choose not to take it, which is a really helpful and really beneficial choice for them, reducing the risk of a medical event or in some cases even death.
What percentage of people aren't getting what they think they're getting?
That's a really interesting thing. We've noticed over the past years that percentage has appeared to be decreasing. One of the possibilities that I really like about that is perhaps the more regular attendance that there is at a festival, where people know that the service is available, then there's less chance that people who would be selling something that is dangerous would choose that festival to go to. So it kind of puts pressure on the market to make sure that what people are selling is likely to be what it is.
And after a year of COVID and limited imports, are you expecting different results with the sort of drugs that are on the market?
Yeah, I think we're really open to seeing a lot about that could be different this year. We know from some of the other work, particularly the Drug Foundation has been doing, exploring what different treatment services are seeing across the country, and speaking to people who use drugs across the country, that there have been in some areas quite a disrupted supply of substances, where people are saying that it's harder to get what they were used to, or that when they do purchase something that it doesn't feel the same, so that they're thinking that it might be manufactured in a different way or contains a different product. One thing that we know is that while flights of people were disrupted, cargo has continued this whole time as well. So there is still large amounts of stuff that is coming into the country and that is available. But there is definitely a possibility this year, as in many years, that what somebody purchases isn't solely that substance that they think it is. So we're really keen to move beyond the rhetoric of saying that we want to have a health approach to drugs and have lots more different opportunities like this drug checking service that can speak to and reach people who use drugs way before it reaches those extreme harms and addictions. Or I'm very confident that using that health approach much earlier is how we can prevent and reduce drug harms across all of Aotearoa.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
And that was the Deputy Executive Director of the New Zealand Drug Foundation on festival drug testing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.